32. Force will be applied.
Who is she?
Colette asked. You don't want to know. Moda remembered how Miss Hackendottier had pressed one of her metal fingers into his eye until it nearly popped. She's a member of the Clockwork Guild. Her name is Miss Hackendottier.
You're speaking in riddles, Moda.
The Guild is powerful, secret, and evil. We don't know who controls it, but their objective is to bring down the British Empire.
A lofty goal, Colette said, laughing.
Moda was impressed that she could joke, considering the circumstances. Put down your weapons, hold up your hands, and surrender, Hackendottier said through a speaking trumpet.
Never,
Captain Monturiel shot back. A few Icarians raised their spear guns, while others brandished knives. They all looked rather pitiful to Moda. The soldiers who stared down the rifle sights from the Wyvern didn't blink. Every man and woman on the deck of the Actinia was a heartbeat away from a bullet.
I assume you are Captain Delfina Monturiel, Hackendottier called. Surely you recognize that it's useless to resist.
She pointed at a soldier aiming a flare gun.
With one flare you will all be incinerated by exploding hydrogen. Don't tempt me. I enjoy a good blaze.
Just hearing her voice sent a shiver down Modo's spine. The hound's jaws snapped menacingly. No barking, Moda remembered. They were silent killers.
The crew at the helm have orders to dive if the balloons go up in flames, Monturiel answered. And leave you behind. As you have pointed out, we would be incinerated. Then we have a stalemate. I see, though, that 25 of your crew members are on deck. Are the few who remain below enough to pilot your Actinio? Ah, but it is all too much work to even discuss this. Force will have to be applied. Now.
Moda prepared to duck. The Icarians brandished their weapons. Hackendottier went on smiling. Nothing happened, and her smile slowly turned to a grimace.
I said now. You must act now,
she screamed through the speaking trumpet. Whom was she talking to? Moda expected soldiers to climb up out of the water or to swing down from the warship, but no one moved. It was as though she were talking to someone invisible. He gasped, realizing with gut-wrenching clarity exactly who was receiving those orders. You fool, Moda. At that moment, one of the Icarians had his spear gun wrenched from his hands and was pushed into the sea. The gun floated in the air and Moda yelled, Captain! But before he could jump to Monturiel's defense, the butt of the gun slammed into her skull and she collapsed. The gun clattered across the deck. Griff could be anywhere. Moda pushed his way to where Monturiel lay. The Icarians gawked down at her, panic in their eyes. Cut off the head of an organization and the body will die, Mr. Socrates had told him many times. It appeared there was no second in command. They held their weapons bravely. A shot from above struck the deck.
Enough! Surrender or die! Miss Hackendottier commanded.
The Icarians looked at one another. In unison, they dropped their weapons and raised their arms. Grappling hooks flew across the deck, and seconds later Guild soldiers rappelled down ropes onto the Actinio. Moda knelt and lifted Monturiel's limp body. A ramp was lowered from the ship to the submarine deck, and Moda, Colette, and the crew were prodded, shoved, and pushed onto the Wyvern, and brought before Hackendottier. Modo's throat grew dry. Even though he had been wearing a different face the last time they'd met, his Peterkin face, he feared Hackendottier might recognize him all the same.
"Who are you two?" she asked. "That one is a British spy."
Griff's voice was close to her shoulder.
Which one?
That one.
I can't see your finger, Griff. I assume you mean him.
She pointed a metal digit at Moda.
Yes, he's Moda, one of Mr. Socrates' special projects. He can change his shape and his features. He looks fine now, but when his disguise fades, he's an ugly sot.
Moda stiffened, but said nothing. Hackendottier's left eyebrow rose.
I'd heard such rumours. Extremely interesting. I want a detailed report later, Griff.
And the woman?
Colette Brunette. A witch, a shrew, and a French spy.
Colette was looking around at all the soldiers with their mouths closed.
Who is speaking? Show yourself.
Griff let out a long, high-pitched giggle.
Colette, I should have told you,
Modo said slowly, knowing how ludicrous it sounded.
There has been an invisible man on board the Actinio. An invisible boy, really.
Modo felt a burning slap across his face. He almost dropped Captain Monturiel.
I'm not a boy. You take that back. I am Griff, Invisible Man the First.
Griff, Griff,
Miss Hackendottir said quietly.
Now is not the time or place.
She stroked the metal skull of one of the hounds.
And was the lovely captain aware of your employer, Modo?
No, Modo said. Hearing his name from Hackendottir's lips made him sick. He glanced down at Captain Monturiel.
She rescued me from a ship the Actinio had struck. She believes I'm a photographer.
So she is not as heartless as rumoured.
A pity.
Well, Modo, Colette, I am not one to conduct interrogations in the open.
She turned to her men.
Take them to the hold.
With Griff's cackle following them, Colette and Modo were led by guild soldiers across the deck. Monturiel was growing heavy in Modo's arms, so he held her tighter. They passed thick-barreled breech-loading guns and arrays of other weapons and towers. At the top of one tower was a huge black flag, and on it, the face of a clock. The clockwork guild was brazen enough to openly sail the high seas.